Some motorists like Elisha Msabayana blasted Zinara for conducting this exercise.
I'm completely against it because, you see, these people that are going and looking for vehicles that have got a license that is behind. Some of these vehicles, they are no longer, I mean, working. This country, I think, they've got now a money crisis. So they should look better ways of looking money, not to come and, you know, take money from us. I think that's harassing people.
Another Mtare motorist, Walter Murisi, said Zimbabweans have no money to pay for vehicle licenses.
So many people don't have money.
Edwin Sigauke, a motor vehicle garage owner in Mtare, claimed that Zinara's move is unprocedural.
I think it's not fair. Just because when somebody parks his car, he won't be comfortable with the paying, because you won't be ready to pay the fines and the license. So I'm parking my car home just because I don't have the funds. You come into the car. At the end of the day, there are some charges for towing that truck. I end up paying more, but I'm failing to pay the little they want right now, meaning I don't have funds.
Zinara is charging US$80 for towing vehicles and an additional $10 a day for storage at their parking and storage bay. A Zinara employee who spoke on condition of not being named said the blitz is aimed at raising money for the government. Mutare lawyer and chairperson for Zim Rights, as well as Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights representative Pasmo Nyakureba, said he believes the clampdown is unconstitutional. He says there is no need for motorists to pay licenses for broken down vehicles. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.